America's most dramatic landscapes have long been used for recreation, contemplation, and backdrops for films and television shows. But for the past 26 years, one Utah town has hosted fans from around the world for something else, truly unique musical performances in a most surprising location. NewsHour Weekend's Christopher Booker has more.
The hike to the Middle Earth waterfall just outside of Moab, Utah, is part limbo, part balancing act. It's a half hour spent ducking under branches and sliding alongside rock faces. But the challenge is worth it. The destination, a dead end of polished red rock that is nothing short of spectacular. For years, Moab's ethereal desert landscape has served as a Hollywood backdrop and playground for outdoor enthusiasts. But today, the walls of stone will serve as one of the most breathtaking amphitheaters in the world.
One of the most important things for me is the silence.
Michael Barrett is co-founder and music director of the Moab Music Festival.
If you get far out into the wilderness, you have a kind of silence that we just never get to experience in our modern lives. And to have music come out of silence and to break the silence is, it's enough to make you weep.
For the past 26 years, the Moab Music Festival has been using Utah's layered rock formations as a stage for music from Brahms, Bach, and today, Chinese-American composer Bright Sheng.
The first one is called Four Seasons.
Performed by cellist Clancy Newman, Bright Sheng's composition, Seven Tunes Heard in China, was originally written for cello virtuoso Yo-Yo Ma in 1995. It originates, Sheng says, from his teenage years spent in the sweeping plains of Tibet during Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution.
When I was in Tibet, I could never imagine this day. It's fantastic. It reminded me of my youth when I was living in Tibet. And many of my compositions were inspired by the folk music and the environment of the open air environment. And when I hear it every time, when it was performed right, my heart pumps.
The night before, Sheng's Hot Pepper for Violin and Marimba kicked off opening night at Moab's Star Hall, a tiny performance space in downtown Moab. Part of the thematic bookends of this year's festival, the program, called New Americans, was a night dedicated to composers who, like Sheng, had immigrated to the United States and become American citizens.
It's looking at their music, how they've interpreted their own American experience, what their musical voices are. Have they taken from their home countries and somehow integrated that into their American lives?
This year's theme vividly reflects what's going on around the country. The day before the festival's opening, the Moab's Times-Independent newspaper ran two stories on its front page. Above the masthead, a story about the Moab Music Festival's celebration of New Americans. And below, a story about local panic following recent ICE arrests of undocumented immigrants.
Coming back to the development of this year's theme, was there any worry about getting political?
I have to be careful about that, because it's easy to let your own political convictions kind of overwhelm the program. But when we play chamber music, we talk about it as having a conversation. Conversation with the audience, conversation musician to musician. A lot of people are really dug in right now, and I think we need more gray area in our belief system right now and more tolerance.
Do you feel like you're part of a broader conversation that's taking place within America? And if so, how do you think music contributes to that conversation?
As you see, for tonight's opening concert, there are composers from very different backgrounds, and some of them are migrants like me. And I think it's part of this great texture that makes the fabric of American art and American culture unique and distinctive. And I'm very proud to be part of it.
But in locations like Middle Earth, the landscape, the sky, all of the elements of Moab's wonder create something far more than a conversation. Something Moab Music Festival artistic director and viola player Leslie Tompkins says can be difficult to explain.
Even in photographs, video, just you miss one entire dimension of it, which is hard to describe, but that makes it such a complete experience to be surrounded by this otherworldly landscape.
It's like a spiritual home that music can live in, and then when it becomes expressed, when it gets off the page and a musician brings it to life, acoustically, it's extraordinary.
What is the arts in society? What's the function of arts? Art has to touch the audience, to touch the people. Maybe not the entire time, but at a certain moment of your composition, there are moments that audience should be moved. Ideally moved to tears, but if not tears, but they moved. And that made them forget about their existence, even for a few seconds. Then you succeeded.
So that's the beauty of being able to examine aspects of life and living together, is that we agree on these things, on the beauty of music and how to create it and how to express it and how to share it with our community.
Ooh.